Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled The Artist's Muse. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1. Shadows on the Canvas. The smell of turpentine clung to the air in Elena Moreau's cramped studio. Paint-streaked walls, discarded brushes, and half-finished canvases bore witness to her tireless ambition. Yet, despite her relentless efforts, her work remained unnoticed, buried beneath the noise of more celebrated names. Among them was one name she couldn't escape, Victor Darcy. Victor's masterpieces adorned the most prestigious galleries, his name synonymous with artistic genius. Critics described his work as revolutionary, a seamless blend of abstraction and realism that seemed to pull emotions from the deepest recesses of the soul. To Elena, he was both an inspiration and an obsession. She had spent countless nights studying his techniques, dissecting his compositions, and reading every interview he had ever given. Yet her attempts to replicate his magic fell short, leaving her with an aching void. Elena's gaze drifted to the magazine pinned to her corkboard. The cover featured Victor standing beside his latest creation, his piercing blue eyes staring directly into the camera as though daring the world to challenge his supremacy. Beneath his photograph, the headline read, "Victor Darcy, the master of modern art strikes again." She tore her eyes away, picking up her brush with renewed determination. The canvas before her displayed the beginnings of a self-portrait, her own face emerging from a chaotic swirl of colors. But as she scrutinized it, she felt a familiar pang of inadequacy. The strokes were too rigid, the colors too tame. It wasn't enough, it would never be enough. In a burst of frustration, she flung the brush across the room. It hit the wall with a dull thud, leaving a smear of crimson paint. She buried her face in her hands, her mind racing. How could she break through? How could she become what Victor was? A thought crept into her mind, dark and tantalizing. She had tried to emulate him from a distance, but what if she got closer? What if she entered his world, learned from him directly, and uncovered the secrets behind his genius? The idea was audacious, even dangerous. But Elena had never been one to shy away from risk. She spent the next few days scouring the internet for information about Victor. His reclusive nature made details scarce, but persistence paid off. She discovered that he was hosting an exclusive gallery event in New York City, showcasing his newest series. Attendance was by invitation only, reserved for the elite of the art world. Elena didn't have an invitation, but that wasn't going to stop her. The night of the event, Elena stood outside the gallery, her heart pounding beneath her borrowed designer dress. The building's facade was sleek and modern, its glass doors guarded by a pair of stoic men in tailored suits. Beyond them, she could see flashes of elegance, art collectors in evening wear, champagne flutes in hand, mingling beneath a ceiling of glittering chandeliers. Elena adjusted the strap of her dress, her fingers brushing against the fake name tag clipped to her neckline. It bore the name of a gallery assistant she had overheard earlier that day, a minor deception that had cost her little more than a well-rehearsed smile and a feigned sense of urgency. With a deep breath, she approached the entrance. The guards barely glanced at her badge before stepping aside, their expressions betraying a practiced indifference. She was in. The gallery was a symphony of opulence, its white walls adorned with Victor's latest creations. Elena's breath caught as she took in the paintings, each one more captivating than the last. They were alive with emotion, their vibrant hues and intricate details evoking a sense of wonder and unease. It was as if Victor had captured the essence of human experience and poured it onto the canvas. "Magnificent, aren't they?" The voice startled Elena. She turned to see a man in his late 40s, his graying hair swept back, and a glass of champagne in hand. He studied her with a curious smile. "Yes," she said, her voice steady despite the rush of nerves. "They're unlike anything I've ever seen." Victor has that effect on people, the man said. I'm Henry Coldwell, one of his patrons. And you are? Elena hesitated for the briefest moment before replying. Elena Moreau. I'm an artist as well. Ah, a fellow creative, Henry said, his smile widening. What do you think of his use of negative space in that piece over there? Elena followed his gaze to a painting dominated by stark contrasts of light and shadow. She spoke confidently. Her analysis a careful balance of admiration and critique. Henry nodded thoughtfully, seeming impressed. You have a keen eye, he said. Have you met Victor yet? Not yet, Elena admitted. But I hope to. Henry's expression turned conspiratorial. Stick with me. He's always willing to meet new talent, especially those who can hold their own in a conversation about art. Elena's pulse quickened as Henry led her through the crowd, weaving past clusters of collectors and critics. At the far end of the room, Victor Darcy stood surrounded by admirers, his tall frame and commanding presence making him the undeniable center of attention. Henry introduced her with a flourish, and for a moment, Victor's piercing blue eyes locked onto hers. Elena felt as though he could see straight through her, past her borrowed confidence and into the depths of her ambition. Then he smiled, a faint, enigmatic curve of his lips. Elena Moreau, he said, his voice smooth and resonant. Tell me, what do you think of my work? Elena's mind raced. This was her moment, her chance to make an impression. She chose her words carefully, crafting a response that was both insightful and original. As she spoke, Victor's expression remained unreadable, but when she finished, he nodded. Interesting, he said. You have a unique perspective. I'd like to see your work sometime. Elena's breath caught. I'd be honored, she said. Victor's smile widened, and for the first time, she detected a hint of something unsettling in his gaze. We'll arrange it, he said. Welcome to my world, Ms. Moreau. As the night wore on, Elena couldn't shake the feeling that Victor's invitation was not just an opportunity but a challenge. And she intended to rise to it, no matter the cost. Chapter 2. The Invitation. Elena's hands trembled as she clutched the business card Victor had given her. The crisp, white card bore only his name and a private phone number embossed in silver. It felt heavy in her hand, as though it carried not just an invitation, but a promise, or perhaps a warning. 2 days had passed since the gallery event, and Elena had spent them rehearsing the call in her head. The words formed easily enough, but the prospect of speaking them aloud to Victor Darcy was another matter entirely. Her obsession with him had always existed in the realm of the distant. Magazine covers, televised interviews, and museum plaques. Now he was within reach. She dialed the number before she could talk herself out of it. Each ring felt like an eternity, her heart pounding in rhythm with the sound. When the line clicked open, she almost didn't register the voice on the other end. Victor Darcy speaking. The voice was smooth, deliberate. It carried the same enigmatic quality as the man himself. Elena swallowed hard and forced herself to speak. Mr. Darcy, this is Elena Moreau. We met at your gallery event. Ms. Moreau, he said, his tone neutral but with a hint of recognition. I was wondering when you'd call. The comment caught her off guard. She wasn't sure if it was meant as a compliment or a subtle jab, but she pressed on. You mentioned wanting to see my work. I'd love the opportunity to show you. There was a pause, and in that silence, Elena imagined him weighing her words, testing their sincerity. Come to my studio, he said at last. Tomorrow at 10. Bring your best pieces. Before she could respond, the line went dead. The following morning, Elena stood outside Victor's studio, clutching a portfolio of her most prized paintings. The building was a converted warehouse, its exterior unassuming save for a single steel door. She double-checked the address before pressing the buzzer. Moments later, the door creaked open, and a woman with sharp features and an air of authority ushered her inside. Mr. Darcy is expecting you, the woman said, her voice clipped. Follow me. The interior of the studio was a stark contrast to its exterior. The vast space was filled with light, streaming in through skylights and reflecting off pristine white walls. Canvases of varying sizes leaned against the walls, some draped with cloths, others displayed in their full glory. The air smelled faintly of linseed oil and turpentine. Victor stood at the far end of the studio, his back to her as he worked on a large canvas. His movements were fluid, almost hypnotic, as though he were conducting an invisible symphony. Elena hesitated, unsure whether to announce her presence, but the woman who had led her in was already speaking. "Mr. Darcy, Ms. Moreau is here." Victor turned, his piercing blue eyes meeting Elena's. He set down his brush and approached, his expression unreadable. "Ms. Moreau," he said, "let's see what you've brought." Elena carefully opened her portfolio, her hands steady despite the whirlwind of emotions churning inside her. She laid out her paintings one by one, watching Victor's face for any sign of approval or disdain. His expression remained neutral, his eyes scanning each piece with an intensity that made her feel exposed. When he reached the final painting, he stepped back and crossed his arms. "You have potential," he said finally. "But your work lacks identity. It's skilled, yes, but it's as though you're afraid to leave your mark. Tell me, Ms. Moreau, what are you trying to say with your art?" The question struck Elena like a blow. She had always focused on the technical aspects of her work, striving for perfection, but she had never considered its deeper meaning. She opened her mouth to respond, but no words came. Victor's gaze softened, though only slightly. "Come with me," he said, turning and leading her deeper into the studio. They stopped in front of a massive canvas, easily 10 feet tall. It was one of Victor's unfinished works, a chaotic blend of colors and textures that seemed to pulse with energy. "This," he said, gesturing to the painting, "isn't just a piece of art. It's a reflection of everything I am. My fears, my desires, my struggles. Art isn't about precision, Ms. Moreau. It's about truth." Elena stared at the canvas, the weight of his words sinking in. She felt a flicker of doubt, but also a spark of determination. If this was what it took to reach his level, she was willing to do whatever it took. Victor turned to her, a faint smile playing at his lips. "I'll take you on as an apprentice. But understand this, I don't tolerate mediocrity. You'll work harder than you've ever worked before, and I'll push you to your limits. If you're not prepared for that, walk away now." Elena met his gaze, her resolve firm. "I'm ready." "Good," Victor said, his smile widening ever so slightly. "Welcome to my studio, Ms. Moreau. Let's see if you have what it takes to leave your mark." As she left the studio that day, portfolio in hand, Elena felt a mixture of exhilaration and trepidation. She had entered Victor's world, but she couldn't shake the feeling that she had just stepped into a game she didn't fully understand. And in this game, the stakes were higher than she could have imagined. Chapter 3. The Puppet Strings. The first week in Victor Darcy's studio was a baptism by fire. Elena arrived early each morning, her nerves taut with anticipation, only to be greeted by Victor's relentless demands. He scrutinized her every brushstroke, questioned her choices, and challenged her to defend her artistic instincts. It was exhausting, exhilarating, and terrifying all at once. "Art is war, Ms. Moreau," Victor said one morning as he loomed over her easel. "You must fight for every inch of the canvas. Stop being so polite. Attack it." Elena's brush hesitated, her mind racing to decode his words. "Attack it. How?" She dipped the brush into a bold shade of crimson and slashed it across the canvas, her movements guided by impulse rather than precision. The result was chaotic, but something about it felt alive. Victor nodded, a rare flicker of approval crossing his face. "Better. But you're still holding back. Fear is the enemy of creation." Elena's days were filled with these cryptic lessons, each one peeling back a layer of her old self. She found herself questioning everything she thought she knew about art, about herself. Victor's presence was both intoxicating and oppressive, his voice a constant echo in her mind. By the second week, the studio began to feel like a stage, and Victor its master conductor. He orchestrated every moment with calculated precision, from the placement of the canvases to the playlists that filled the air with haunting classical melodies. Elena couldn't shake the feeling that she was being watched, even when Victor wasn't in the room. One evening, as she cleaned her brushes, she noticed a small notebook lying on Victor's desk. Its leather cover was worn, the pages stuffed with loose scraps of paper. Curiosity gnawed at her. What secrets might it hold? She glanced around the studio. Victor had left for the day, and the assistant who usually lingered to lock up was nowhere to be seen. Her hands moved before her mind could protest. She opened the notebook, flipping through its pages. Sketches, fragments of poetry, and notes written in Victor's precise handwriting filled the margins. One passage caught her eye. Asterisk, every artist must find their muse, but beware. Muses can destroy as easily as they inspire. The question is not what they give, but what they take. Elena stared at the words, a chill running down her spine. She'd heard Victor speak of muses before, but always in abstract terms. What did he mean by what they take? Before she could dwell on it further, the sound of footsteps echoed through the studio. Heart pounding, she closed the notebook and returned it to its place just as Victor appeared in the doorway. "Still here?" he asked, his gaze sharp. "Just finishing up," she replied, forcing a casual tone. "I didn't realize you'd be back." Victor stepped closer, his expression unreadable. "A true artist doesn't count hours," he said, his voice softer now. "They lose themselves in the work. Are you losing yourself yet, Ms. Moreau?" The question hung in the air, heavy with implication. Elena met his gaze, refusing to flinch. "I'm learning," she said. Victor's lips curved into a faint smile. "Good. Keep learning." As the weeks turned into months, Elena's work began to transform. Her strokes grew bolder, her colors more daring. Critics took notice, and her name started to appear in conversations about emerging talent. But with success came a gnawing unease. Victor's influence was undeniable, but his methods grew increasingly inscrutable. One afternoon, he instructed her to paint a series of self-portraits. "Not what you look like," he clarified. "What you are. Strip away the masks. Show me the truth." Elena's initial attempts were met with scorn. "This is a facade," Victor said, tossing one of her canvases aside. "You're still hiding. Dig deeper." She spent sleepless nights grappling with his demand, her mind a whirlwind of frustration and doubt. What was the truth he sought? And why did it feel as though she was being dissected, piece by piece? One evening, as she worked on yet another self-portrait, Victor approached her with a glass of wine. "You've been pushing yourself hard," he said, his tone almost gentle. "Take a break." Elena hesitated but accepted the glass. The wine was rich and heady, its warmth spreading through her veins. For the first time in weeks, she allowed herself to relax. "Tell me about your childhood," Victor said, his voice low and inviting. The question caught her off guard. "Why?" "Because art is personal," he said. "If I'm to help you find your voice, I need to understand where it comes from." Elena hesitated, but the wine and Victor's piercing gaze loosened her tongue. She spoke of her early years, her struggles, her dreams. Victor listened intently, his expression inscrutable. When she finished, he leaned back, his eyes thoughtful. "You've carried a lot of pain," he said. "That's good. Pain is fertile ground for creation." Elena's chest tightened. "Is that all I am to you? A source of pain?" Victor's smile was enigmatic. "You're whatever you choose to be, Ms. Moreau. The question is, what will you make of it?" As he walked away, Elena felt the weight of his words settle over her. She was no longer sure who was in control, her or the man pulling the puppet strings. Chapter 4, The Rising Star. Elena's world transformed overnight. Her paintings, now raw, evocative, and deeply personal, drew attention at an astonishing pace. Victor's mentorship had stripped away her inhibitions, leaving behind a fierce and unrelenting creative force. Galleries clamored to showcase her work. Critics praised her as a rising star in the art world, and collectors paid small fortunes for her pieces. But as her star ascended, the weight of Victor's influence loomed ever larger. The first solo exhibition of her career was held at the Montague Gallery, a prestigious venue that had hosted Victor's masterpieces in years past. Elena stood in the center of the crowded room, a glass of champagne in hand, as admirers surrounded her. The walls were adorned with her latest series, a collection of self-portraits that laid bare her vulnerabilities and triumphs. "Your work is extraordinary," a patron gushed, his voice tinged with awe. "The emotion, the technique. It's unlike anything I've ever seen." Elena smiled, murmuring her thanks. Yet her gaze kept drifting to Victor, who lingered near the edge of the room. He watched her with an inscrutable expression, his presence a silent reminder that her success was, in part, his creation. After the event, as the last of the guests trickled out, Victor approached her. "You've done well," he said, his tone devoid of warmth or congratulations. "But don't let it go to your head. The art world is fickle, Ms. Moreau. One misstep, and they'll tear you down." Elena's pride faltered under his gaze. "I'm aware," she said, her voice steady. "But this is just the beginning. I have more to show them." Victor's lips curved into a faint smile, though it carried no joy. "Good. Stay hungry." He turned and walked away, leaving Elena with a sense of unease. As her career flourished, so too did her relationship with Victor, a dynamic that defied easy definition. He was both mentor and tormentor, his approval a prize she craved yet could never fully attain. Their conversations were laced with subtle barbs, his critiques delivered with surgical precision. Yet beneath his harsh exterior, there were moments of vulnerability, glimpses of a man who had once walked the same uncertain path she now traveled. One evening, after a particularly grueling session in the studio, Victor poured them both glasses of whiskey. "Tell me, Ms. Moreau," he said, his voice softer than usual. "What drives you? Fame? Fortune? Immortality?" Elena hesitated, caught off guard by the question. "I want my work to matter," she said finally. "I want to leave a legacy." Victor chuckled, a low, bitter sound. "A noble ambition," he said. "But legacies are fragile things. They're built on the backs of others, and it's only a matter of time before someone tears them down." The words lingered in Elena's mind long after Victor had left the room. For all his brilliance, there was a darkness in him, a cynicism that threatened to overshadow everything he touched. She wondered if she, too, would succumb to it one day. The turning point came when a renowned critic's article heralded her as the next Victor Darcy. While the comparison was meant as high praise, it struck a nerve with Victor. "The next Victor Darcy," he said, reading the headline aloud in his studio. His tone was light, but his eyes were hard. "Tell me, Ms. Moreau, do you aspire to be my successor?" Elena chose her words carefully. "I respect your work immensely, but I want to forge my own path." Victor's smile was cold. "See that you do. I have no use for imitators." The exchange left Elena shaken, her confidence undermined. She had always seen Victor as a guide, but now she wondered if he viewed her as a threat. The thought was both thrilling and terrifying. As her fame grew, so did the whispers about her relationship with Victor. Some saw him as her Svengali, others as a rival biding his time. The rumors reached their peak when Elena's work was selected for the prestigious Biennale, an honor that had eluded Victor for years. At the announcement gala, Elena was the center of attention, yet she couldn't escape Victor's shadow. He watched her from across the room, his expression unreadable. When she finally approached him, he offered a sardonic smile. "Congratulations," he said, raising his glass. "You've outdone yourself." "Thank you," Elena said, her voice steady despite the tension between them. "I couldn't have done it without you." Victor's smile faded. "Don't mistake my guidance for charity," he said. "I've given you tools, nothing more. What you do with them is your burden to bear." The words stung, but Elena refused to let them diminish her triumph. For the first time, she felt the stirrings of independence, a sense that her success was no longer tied to Victor's approval. Yet as she walked away, she couldn't shake the feeling that their relationship was hurtling toward an inevitable reckoning. Back in her studio that night, Elena stood before a blank canvas. The events of the evening swirled in her mind, a chaotic storm of triumph and doubt. She picked up her brush, her hand steady as she made the first stroke. This painting would be different. It wouldn't be about Victor, or the critics, or the galleries. It would be hers, a declaration of her own voice, her own vision. But as the image began to take shape, a shadow loomed in her mind. No matter how far she climbed, she couldn't escape the man who had set her on this path. And deep down, she wasn't sure she wanted to. Chapter 5. The Unveiling. Elena's studio buzzed with energy as she prepared for her latest unveiling. The Biennale was mere days away, and her centerpiece, a towering triptych titled Threads of Truth, was finally complete. The paintings captured fragments of her life, a collage of chaos, beauty, and pain interwoven in bold, fearless strokes. For the first time, she felt her work stood on its own, a testament to her evolution. Victor had yet to see it. His absence over the past few weeks had been conspicuous. After years of intense mentorship, his distance felt deliberate. But Elena had no time to dwell on his motivations. The art world's gaze was fixed on her now, and she was determined to meet their expectations, and perhaps exceed them. The Biennale's opening night arrived in a flurry of excitement and anticipation. The venue, a sprawling contemporary gallery, teemed with critics, collectors, and fellow artists. Elena entered wearing a sleek black gown, her confidence bolstered by the weight of her accomplishment. Yet, as she stepped into the main hall, her composure wavered. Victor was there. He stood near the far wall, surrounded by admirers. Dressed in a dark suit, he exuded the same commanding presence that had drawn her to him all those months ago. But his expression as he glanced at her was unreadable, a flicker of something between pride and challenge. Elena straightened her shoulders and moved toward her display. The triptych dominated the space, its vibrant hues and intricate details drawing a steady crowd. As she spoke to visitors, explaining her inspiration and process, she felt a surge of pride. This was her moment. But Victor's approach was inevitable. "Impressive," he said, his voice low but clear as he came to stand beside her. The crowd around them thinned, sensing the gravity of the exchange. "You've captured something raw here. Something real." "Thank you," Elena replied, keeping her tone neutral. "It's the most personal work I've ever done." Victor studied the paintings for a long moment, his eyes narrowing slightly. "And yet, I see traces of my influence. Tell me, Ms. Moreau, do you consider this entirely your own?" The question stung, but Elena had prepared for it. "Every artist is shaped by those who come before them," she said evenly. "But this work, it's mine. It's my voice, my truth." Victor's lips curved into a faint smile, though it carried no warmth. "Bold claim. Let's hope the critics agree." With that, he moved on, leaving Elena to wrestle with the weight of his words. She watched as he disappeared into the crowd, his departure as commanding as his arrival. The reviews were swift and glowing. Critics hailed Threads of Truth as a masterpiece, a defining moment in Elena's career. Words like visionary, revolutionary, and genius peppered the articles. For the first time, her name was spoken with reverence, unshadowed by comparisons to Victor. Yet, amidst the triumph, an unease lingered. Weeks after the Biennale, a prominent art blog published an exposé on Elena's rise to fame. The article hinted at her mentorship under Victor, suggesting her success was less a product of talent and more a result of his guidance. The piece went viral, sparking debates about authenticity and influence. While many defended Elena, others questioned the originality of her work. Victor, of course, remained silent. Elena's attempts to contact him went unanswered. Each ignored call and unreturned message deepened her frustration. Was he enjoying this? Had he orchestrated the article? Or was he simply reveling in her discomfort? Determined to confront him, she arrived at his studio unannounced one evening. The familiar scent of turpentine and linseed oil greeted her as she stepped inside. Canvases lined the walls, their subjects dark and haunting. Victor sat at a large desk, sketching in a notebook. He didn't look up as she entered. "I thought we were past games," Elena said, her voice steady despite the anger simmering beneath it. Victor glanced at her, his expression calm. "Games. You give me too much credit, Ms. Moreau." She stepped closer, her fists clenched. "That article. Did you have anything to do with it?" Victor closed the notebook and leaned back in his chair. "Why would I? Your work speaks for itself. Or doesn't it?" The insinuation was like a knife to her chest. "I've earned everything I have," she said, her voice rising. "You don't get to take that away from me." Victor stood, his height and presence once again reminding her of the imbalance between them. "Take it away," he said, his tone icy. "Ms. Moreau, I gave you the tools. What you've built with them is yours to defend. If you feel your foundation is shaky, perhaps you should ask yourself why." Elena's fury boiled over. "You've manipulated me from the start. Every step I've taken, you've been pulling the strings. Why? What do you want from me?" Victor's gaze hardened, and for the first time, she saw something raw in his expression. "I wanted to see if you could become more," he said, his voice sharp. "If you could transcend your limitations. But perhaps I expected too much." The words hit like a blow, but Elena refused to flinch. "You don't own me," she said, her voice firm. "Not my work, not my success. I've surpassed you, Victor, and that's what you can't stand." Victor's lips curved into a thin smile. "Surpassed me. We'll see." As Elena turned and walked out, her heart pounded with a mix of rage and determination. She had confronted him, but the confrontation felt far from over. Victor's shadow still loomed, but for the first time, she felt the stirrings of a plan, a way to break free from his grasp once and for all. Whatever it took, she would prove to the world, and to herself, that her legacy was her own. Chapter 6. The Betrayal. The article's fallout lingered in the air like the scent of stale paint, and Elena felt its weight in every interaction. Critics' whispers seemed louder, collectors' smiles more scrutinizing. The art world she had fought so hard to infiltrate now felt like a cage, its walls closing in with each passing day. Victor's silence stung the most. Despite their confrontation, he had made no effort to reach out, leaving her to fend off the storm alone. Her calls to him went unanswered, and every message she sent disappeared into the void. It was as though he had vanished, retreating into the shadows like a ghost. But ghosts left traces, and Elena was determined to find his. One night, unable to sleep, she found herself scrolling through online archives, searching for anything that could shed light on Victor's past. Articles, interviews, gallery reviews, she devoured them all. The more she read, the more a pattern began to emerge. There were whispers of other protégés, artists who had worked with Victor only to disappear from the spotlight. One name stood out, Clara Voss. A decade earlier, Clara had been heralded as a prodigy, her work earning comparisons to Victor's own. Then, suddenly, she vanished. No exhibitions, no interviews, no mention of her in the art world since. Elena's pulse quickened. Was Clara another victim of Victor's manipulations? Or had she fallen prey to her own ambitions, unable to withstand the pressure? The search led her to a forgotten blog, its final post dated years ago. The entry was brief but damning. Asterisk Victor Darcy's mentorship is a double-edged sword. He builds you up only to tear you down. Be wary of the price of his guidance. The post was unsigned, but Elena couldn't shake the feeling that Clara had written it. The implications were clear. Victor's influence wasn't just about shaping artists. It was about control. The next morning, Elena made a decision. She would confront Victor, not in his studio, but in the public eye. If he wanted to play games, she would force his hand. The opportunity came in the form of a panel discussion at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where Victor was slated to speak. Elena secured a ticket, her presence disguised among the crowd of attendees. She listened as Victor spoke, his words measured and eloquent, his charisma as magnetic as ever. When the Q&A session began, Elena stood. Her heart pounded, but her voice was steady. "Victor," she said, her tone polite but firm, "what do you think makes a great artist? Is it their talent, or the people they align themselves with?" A murmur rippled through the audience as Victor's gaze locked onto hers. For a moment, his expression was unreadable, but then he smiled, the gesture cold and calculated. "A great artist," he said, "is someone who rises above their influences. Someone who carves their own path, regardless of the obstacles. Even if those obstacles are you." Elena shot back. The room fell silent. Victor's smile didn't falter, but his eyes darkened. "Are you accusing me of something, Ms. Moreau?" "Not accusing," Elena said. "Questioning. You've mentored many artists, but few have lasted. Why do you think that is?" Victor's voice was calm, but the tension in his posture betrayed him. "Not everyone has the resilience to endure the pressures of this world. It's unfortunate, but it's not my doing." "Perhaps," Elena said, her voice rising. "Or perhaps you push them until they break." The audience buzzed with whispers, the tension palpable. Victor's composure cracked for a fleeting moment, his jaw tightening. "You're entitled to your opinion, Ms. Moreau," he said, his tone icy. "But I would caution you to remember who helped you reach this stage." "And I would caution you," Elena replied, her voice steady, "to remember that your legacy depends on those you leave behind." The moderator stepped in, attempting to defuse the situation, but the damage was done. Elena's words had struck a chord, not just with Victor, but with the audience. As she left the event, she felt a mixture of triumph and dread. She had stood her ground, but the cost of her defiance remained to be seen. That night, Elena's phone buzzed with an incoming message. It was from Victor.
"Tomorrow. My studio. Noon."
The brevity of the message sent a chill down her spine. This wasn't an invitation. It was a summons. The next day, Elena arrived at Victor's studio, her nerves frayed but her resolve unshaken. The door was ajar, the usual assistant absent. She stepped inside, the familiar scent of turpentine mingling with something darker, a sense of foreboding. Victor stood at his easel, a massive canvas before him. He didn't turn as she entered, his brush moving with deliberate precision. "You've been busy," he said, his voice cold. "So have you," Elena replied, her gaze fixed on the canvas. It was a portrait, but not just any portrait. It was her. The image was haunting, a twisted reflection of herself. The colors were bold, almost violent, the expression on her painted face one of anguish and defiance. It was her, but it wasn't. It was how Victor saw her. "What is this?" she demanded, her voice trembling. Victor set down his brush and turned to face her. "It's the truth," he said. "You wanted to carve your own path, didn't you? Consider this my contribution to your journey." Elena's fists clenched. "You don't control me. Not anymore." Victor stepped closer, his gaze piercing. "Don't I? Everything you are, everything you've achieved is because of me. And you know it." "I've surpassed you," Elena shot back. "And that's what you can't stand." Victor's laughter was cold, devoid of humor. "Surpassed me. You're still playing my game, Elena. And until you learn the rules, you'll never win." She turned on her heel and stormed out, his laughter echoing behind her. As she stepped into the sunlight, her determination hardened into resolve. Victor might have set the stage, but she would rewrite the script. No matter the cost, she would claim her legacy as her own. Chapter 7, The Final Stroke. Elena spent the days following her confrontation with Victor in a haze of anger and determination. His words haunted her, echoing in the back of her mind, but they also fueled her resolve. She would not allow him to define her, not her art, not her legacy. She had worked too hard, sacrificed too much, to be overshadowed by the man who claimed to have created her. Her next move had to be bold, had to be undeniable.
Weeks later, Elena stood in her studio, staring at the largest blank canvas she had ever worked on. It loomed over her, a silent challenge. This would be her masterpiece, the work that would silence the critics, the whispers, and, most importantly, Victor. She had no room for fear, no space for doubt. Every stroke would carry the weight of her ambition. The concept had come to her in a moment of clarity, a triptych that symbolized creation, destruction, and rebirth. Each panel would tell a story, not just of her journey but of the universal struggle to forge identity in the face of adversity. It would be her most personal and vulnerable work, and her most powerful. The process consumed her. Days bled into nights as she worked tirelessly. Her hands blistered and her mind teetering on the edge of exhaustion. Yet, for all the physical and emotional toll, she felt alive. Each stroke, each layer of paint, brought her closer to something transcendent. Victor's absence was a constant presence. She hadn't seen or heard from him since their last encounter, but she knew he was watching. He always was. The unveiling of the triptych was scheduled for a private gala, an event that promised to be the pinnacle of Elena's career. Invitations were sent to the art world's elite, including Victor. She had debated whether to include him but ultimately decided his presence was necessary. This wasn't just about her work. It was about reclaiming her narrative. The night of the gala arrived, and Elena's nerves were as taut as the strings of a violin. She stood in the gallery, surrounded by admirers and critics, but her attention was fixed on the triptych. The three massive panels dominated the room, their colors vibrant, their imagery hauntingly beautiful. Gasps of awe filled the air as the guests took in the work, their expressions a mix of wonder and reverence. Then he arrived. Victor entered the gallery with his usual commanding presence, his sharp suit and piercing gaze cutting through the crowd. He approached the triptych, his expression inscrutable, and studied it in silence. The room seemed to hold its breath as Elena watched him, her heart pounding. After what felt like an eternity, Victor turned to her. "Impressive," he said, his tone devoid of the usual condescension. "You've captured something truly remarkable here." Elena's chest tightened. For all her defiance, his approval still carried weight. "It's mine," she said, her voice steady. "Every stroke, every decision. This is who I am." Victor nodded slowly. "And who you've become." Their exchange was interrupted by the curator, who announced the start of the evening's speeches. Elena was ushered to the stage, where she addressed the audience, her words heartfelt and deliberate. She spoke of her journey, her struggles, and the transformative power of art. She did not mention Victor by name, but his shadow loomed over every syllable. After the speeches, the guests mingled, their praise for Elena's work filling the room. Victor remained by the triptych, his gaze fixed on the panels as if searching for something. When the crowd thinned, he approached her once more. "You've proven yourself," he said. "But tell me, Elena, does it feel like enough?" She met his gaze, her own unwavering. "It feels like freedom." Victor's lips curved into a faint smile, one that held no malice. "Then you've succeeded. But remember, freedom comes with its own price." With that, he turned and walked away, his figure disappearing into the night. For the first time, Elena felt no fear, no doubt. She had faced him, faced herself, and emerged victorious. Later that evening, as the gallery emptied and silence settled over the space, Elena stood alone before the triptych. The panels seemed to glow in the dim light, their stories etched into the layers of paint. She felt a sense of peace she hadn't known in years. Victor had been right about one thing. Art was a battle. But for Elena, the battle was no longer about him. It was about her voice, her truth, and the legacy she was determined to leave behind. With a final glance at her masterpiece, she turned off the lights and stepped into the night, ready for whatever came next. Chapter 8. The Empty Easel. Months after the gala, Elena's triptych, Threads of Truth, had cemented her place among the greats of the art world. Critics heralded it as a groundbreaking achievement, collectors fought for pieces of her earlier work, and galleries vied for her next masterpiece. Yet, in the quiet hours of her studio, Elena found herself staring at an empty easel, the blank canvas before her an unsettling void. The triptych had been everything she had. Her vulnerabilities, her fears, her triumphs, poured into one creation. Now, with the world watching, waiting for her next stroke of brilliance, she felt paralyzed. Victor had been right. Freedom came with its own price. The solitude of her studio felt heavier with each passing day. She tried to paint, tried to recapture the spark that had driven her, but every attempt felt hollow. She questioned everything, her talent, her motivations, her very identity. Had she peaked? Had her greatest work already been created? Her thoughts often drifted to Victor. Since the gala, he had vanished from her life, leaving a void she didn't know how to fill. For all their tension and conflict, he had been a constant presence, a force that had shaped her in ways she couldn't deny. Now, without him, she felt untethered. One evening, as rain pattered against the studio's windows, Elena's phone buzzed with a message. The sender was unknown, but the content was unmistakable. "Come to the studio. Midnight." Her heart raced. She knew it was Victor. Despite everything, she couldn't ignore the pull of his summons. She grabbed her coat and headed out into the storm. Victor's studio was as she remembered it, dimly lit, the air thick with the scent of turpentine and linseed oil. He stood at his easel, a canvas covered in broad, aggressive strokes of black and crimson. He didn't look up as she entered. "You've been struggling," he said, his voice cutting through the silence. "It wasn't a question." "How would you know?" Elena asked, her tone sharper than she intended. Victor finally turned to face her, his expression unreadable. "Because I've been where you are. Success has a way of hollowing you out, leaving you with nothing but the fear of losing what you've built." She crossed her arms. "Is that why you summoned me?" "To gloat." A faint smile touched his lips. "I summoned you because you need to be reminded of who you are." Victor gestured to a nearby canvas, its surface blank. "Paint." Elena hesitated. "Why?" "Because you've forgotten how," he said simply. "You've let the world's expectations define you. It's time to remember the artist you were before all this." Her hands trembled as she picked up a brush. The weight of his gaze, the weight of her own doubts, bore down on her as she made the first stroke. The color spread across the canvas, uneven and imperfect, but it was a start. Victor watched in silence as she worked, his presence both a comfort and a challenge. Hours passed, the storm outside mirroring the tempest within her. When she finally stepped back, the canvas was a chaotic explosion of color and emotion, raw, unpolished, but undeniably hers. Victor nodded. "There she is." In the weeks that followed, Elena found her rhythm again. The blank canvas no longer intimidated her. She painted for herself, without regard for critics or collectors, reclaiming the joy that had drawn her to art in the first place. Her work took on a new dimension, one that felt freer, more authentic. Victor's influence lingered, but it no longer controlled her. She saw him occasionally, their interactions tinged with a mutual respect that hadn't existed before. He was no longer her mentor, nor her adversary. He was simply Victor, a man as flawed and searching as she was. The night of her next exhibition, Elena stood before a new crowd, her latest series displayed around the room. The paintings were unlike anything she had done before, wild, unrestrained, and deeply personal. The audience's reaction was mixed, but she didn't care. For the first time, she felt truly free. Victor appeared near the end of the evening, his presence quieter than before. He approached her with a nod, his gaze lingering on the paintings. "You've found your voice," he said. Elena smiled. "And you've found peace." Victor chuckled softly. "Perhaps. But the artist's journey never truly ends." They stood in silence for a moment, two creators bound by their shared struggles yet charting their own paths. Then, without another word, Victor disappeared into the crowd, leaving Elena to bask in the glow of her newfound freedom. Later that night, back in her studio, Elena stared at a blank canvas. No longer felt like a void. Felt like possibility. With a steady hand, she picked up her brush and began to paint.